What's going on? You guys fired up or what? Whew. Well, I'm excited to be back to Europe. We're so blessed. I mean, when I first got into this business 8 years ago, having a mentor and somebody to, you know, really latch onto is so important. The very first training I went to was about 180 people. It was really small, but Mark Cassetto was the very first trainer that I ever got to see speak in World Ventures, and he just blew me away. But that's really what got me locked in, and I just kind of hung on to his coattail for the last 8 years, and my life has dramatically changed in a big, big way. So just, find those people that really have what you want. Just go figure out how to do what they did and just go get it done. But I'm very grateful to be able to be here with you guys today. I know I've been able to we've been training for about 5 or 6 years now, and most of the trainings that we do are in the United States, obviously, but by far the most fun that I have is when we come to Europe. I mean, I've got the chance to go to Greece a couple of times, and you guys are some of the most fun people on planet Earth. So we're excited for the weekend. But for those of you that I haven't met yet, my name is Lorenzo. I've been in this for about 8 years now. I got started when I was 19. I was a freshman in college, and I had never done network marketing before. I had never done really anything business-related before. I just started my freshman year of college. And anybody in here going to school right now or went to school at some point? Maybe a couple of you? So that's where I was at, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I was just going to go to school, get my degree, go get a job, and then just do that forever. That's pretty much all I knew. And one of my favorite quotes that I heard from Ed Blunt was that once your mind has been expanded by a new idea, then it's impossible to go back to its original form. And so when I saw and got introduced to World Ventures and network marketing, this business just absolutely blew me away. And my mind had been expanded. And then once you've seen the other side of the fence, like you cannot go back. I couldn't go back to just the normal routine of which I was going through. So we jumped in, and the very first training that we went to, again, was it was a 15-hour drive through a blizzard to Minnesota, and there was 180 people there. And that was the very first training that I went to, and that's really what set the stage for everything that we've got now. And so, as blessed as we've been, like Mark just said, I've really just been a big product of the system. I had no job. I was a freshman in college. I'm incredibly introverted, like not a people person. Like I couldn't talk to a wall 7 years ago, much less an actual human being. And so so my life is changed in a big, big way. But where I was at, I virtually, like if you were making your list of people to go share World Ventures with, I probably wouldn't have been on the top 200 just because of the kind of person that I was 8 years ago. And thank God my buddy Mark shared it with me because it's changed us dramatically. But I just share that to say, if I can do this thing, everybody's got hope, okay? Because, we just keep coming to the trainings, kept bringing our team to the trainings, and that's really what's built our entire business. And that's really what I wanted to start off sharing with you guys today is a little skill that we call promoting. And how many of you, this is your very first training that you've ever been to in World Ventures? That's what's up. A lot of you guys. Awesome. And so those of you that have a team already in World Ventures, this is going to immediately apply to you guys. And those of you that are brand new, this is going to serve you very well as you continue to grow your group, because me being as untalented of a person as I am, my skill set is very limited. There was a couple of things that when I went to my first training that Mark Cassetta said to get really good at. And if I got really good at these couple of things, then it would build my whole business for me, and I could fall short in a lot of other areas, because I'm not, the best presenter, I'm not the best closer, I'm not the best trainer, I'm not the best at a lot of things. But there's a couple of key things that I'll share with you guys that I got really good at because I put a lot of my focus into it that's built our entire group, all right? And so we'll just jump into this thing right now. So promoting, how we promote events, how we promote dream trips, how we promote everything. It's your ability to get people to events that's going to drive the success of your team. All right, because how many of you would agree that the skill of inviting is a rather, key skill to get good at? Like in order to get somebody to see World Ventures, you have to be able to invite them. So inviting is a very important skill to learn, but promoting, your ability to get somebody to a training, that's equally as important of a skill as inviting is. And that was the very first thing that I learned at that training, was that Mark Cassetta said that if you get good at inviting and you can get good at promoting, you can build an enormous business in this company. All right, inviting and promoting. And that's really the two major takeaways that I took away from that event was that, all right, if I can just get good at getting people to see this thing, you know, then eventually, you know, if I'm not the best closer, if I just show enough people, eventually I'm going to get somebody to say yes. You know, if I just show enough people, eventually somebody has got to understand what it is that we're doing and want to participate. And so I could do that, and I don't have to close everybody. I just have to go through the numbers. And then the next thing is, if I can just get enough people plugged into the trainings, then I don't have to be the best trainer. I don't have to be the best really at anything. If I can get them plugged into the events, then they're going to get the belief they need. They're going to learn the skills that they need to learn, and they're going to be able to go do this thing without me. And so those are the two main things that we got really good at. And so here's the three things that I'm going to go through as far as promoting goes. All right, and the three things that you want to do. All right, the first thing is you want to track your numbers. All right, your event attendee list. How many of you have ever logged into your back office before? Only like 20 of you have ever logged in. The rest of you have no idea you have a website. So yeah, so when you go to your business website and you go to the reports tab, one of the drop-down menus is your event attendee list. And this is where you can track all of the people that you have registered for the next training. All right, so when you log into your back office and you look at your binary and it shows you the size of your team, maybe you have 200 people on your team. But when you log into the event attendee part of it and it says you have 10 people coming to the next training, you might have 200 total people on your team, but really the number of people on your team is how many people you got coming to the next event. So if you only got 10 people coming, that's really the amount of people you have, because those are the ones that are engaged, those are the ones that are doing it, all right? And so, you know, I think people make a mistake when they are building their business and they get, you know, when they make an enrollment, when they get somebody to sign up, they think that's when the victory happens. They think that's when their win happens, is when they get somebody to sign up. And the ones that are top producers in our company understand that the victory is not when you sign somebody up. The victory happens when they get to an event, when they engage, when they believe that they can do it and they start getting after it. That's when the victory happens, is when you get them to a training. All right, and so that's what we spend a lot of our time doing, is getting people to the next event. Because how many of you guys have heard of the, you know, this is a sorting business. You know, we're just looking for the ones looking for us. Some will, some won't, so what? So when you're getting people into World Ventures, you're sorting, right? You're not going to convince anybody to do it. All right, you just want to find and work with the people that are excited about it. All right, so you're sorting all day long. But when you're getting people to a training, you're selling. All right, you're not sorting anymore. You have got to sell people on coming to a training, because, I mean, how many of you in here, maybe for the first training that you went to, you were a little reluctant to come and somebody had to really convince you to come to the event? You had to beat you over the head to go? Yeah, the first training I went to, that was a 15-hour drive through a blizzard, I was not excited about. I did not want to go to the training. I was very reluctant. I was very resistant. And because my buddy Brian and Mark beat me over the head to go, I basically went just to shut them up, because they wouldn't leave me alone about it. And I'm like, gosh, you know, if I just go, maybe they'll stop, you know, maybe they'll leave me alone. And so we went to that training, and that's where I had my epiphany. And World Ventures went from here and it went to here. And that's what happens at the events, is you're not just in World Ventures anymore, but now World Ventures is inside of you. And so that's what you need to do as a leader, is get good at selling people on coming to the trainings, because that's where the whole thing is going to start for them. All right? Because, you know, the thing about it, Mark already kind of touched on this, but people, the way I see things is, when I get somebody signed up, if they don't come to a training, they're 30 days away from quitting, in my mind. You know, that may not be true, but that's just how I think about things, that if I don't get them to a training, they're 30 days away from quitting, and what good were they if they just quit? So I've got to do everything in my power to get them to that next training, because that's where they can start multiplying and they can stop adding. All right, because how many of you would rather multiply instead of add? Yeah, it's much more powerful, right? And people, when they quit World Ventures, they don't quit all at once. See, people quit one small compromise at a time. All right? Oh, you know, maybe, you know, I won't do my one exposure today. You know, if your goal is to do one exposure a day, you know, it's like, oh, well, I'm not going to do it today, so I'll just double up on it tomorrow. I'll just do two exposures tomorrow. And then tomorrow rolls around, it's like, you know, I'll sleep in today, or I'll watch TV, or I won't do it, and I'll just triple up tomorrow. I'll do three the next day to make up for it. And so these small little compromises, or, you know, I'm not going to go to the travel party tonight. I don't have anybody coming. You know, why would I go to the travel party if I don't have a guest coming with me? That's a small compromise. Or I'll just skip this training and I'll just go to the next one. I won't go to the regional. I just want to go to the national event, or I'll just keep skipping trainings. And before you know it, these one small compromises at a time have got them so far away from the campfire that they can never find their way back. And then they just end up quitting. And so our job is to get people to the trainings and keep them around the campfire, all right? So you want to track your numbers with the event attendee list, all right? We're going to start with why, and then we're going to go through four beliefs that are going to drive them to come to the event, all right? So we already went over this. Go to your reports. You can track your event attendee list on there, all right? And track it. You know, what gets measured gets done. What gets measured gets done. I know this will probably blow some of your minds, but there was a point in my life when I was very little that I decided I was going to play basketball. And I'm obviously not a great basketball player. It took me about one practice realizing that basketball was not my God-given ability. But since I had started, I had to finish the season. And when we were really little, our coach, one of the things that he said, and he taught us that when we were playing basketball, that we had to pass the ball three times before anybody could shoot. He just wanted to teach us teamwork back then because we were really little. And so you had to pass the ball three times before you could shoot. And if you did it before three passes, then we had to run laps, you know, at the next practice. And so we tracked those numbers throughout the game. And so what got measured got done. We knew we had to get three in, otherwise we were going to be running sprints. And we did not want to do that. And then also on that note, you know, when we were at practice, during the duration of the practice, we had to run a certain amount of sprints, and we had that number that we had to hit every single time that we had practice. Otherwise, we were going to have to do more sprints if we cut it a little bit short. All right, so what got measured got done. And so what you need to do as you build your team is, as you talk to your leaders and the people in your group, make a business or make a culture around getting people to the trainings. Every time I talk to somebody on my team or any of my leaders, before I hop off the phone, one of my key questions is, how many people you got coming to the next event? I'm always asking. I always want it to be on the forefront of their mind. All right, and we create that culture. I measure my team's performance based on how many people they've got coming to the next training. And it's infused inside of our culture because we are always talking about it. And that's the best way to get people to trainings, is that every single two-on-one you do, every travel party, every conference call, like everything that we do, we're always talking about the next event and just planting those seeds, because when it's time to promote it and get people registered, we've already got those seeds that are planting. Does that make sense? Yes or yes? All right, so create a team culture around events. All right, so here's what we need to do. If you want to get people to trainings and get mass quantities of people to trainings, you need to understand why promoting is so important. And for those of you that are brand new, this is going to be a big eye-opener for you, because obviously I'm preaching to the choir. You guys are all here. Congratulations. But the next thing is, how many people are you going to have at the next training? That's really all that matters in my mind. The only reason I do a meeting is to get them signed up for the training. That's the only thing. If I don't get them to a training, then the victory did not happen. All right, I just got somebody to sign up, and they might pay for a couple of months, but, you know, what good are they if they don't go out and start duplicating? All right, so start with why. So I'm going to walk you guys through the verbiage of what I talk about, or when I have my conversations of promoting individually, and I'm going to give you guys the exact same words to say so you guys can go replicate and duplicate this, all right? And so when I call up John, if I'm calling up John to get him signed up for the next training, I'm going to say, John, you told me you wanted to get rich doing this thing. Is that still true? All right, you told me you wanted to get rich doing this thing. Is that still true? All right, so you're getting them to agree with you, but now we're going to get into the why of it. All right, and I'm going to say, John, listen, there's a lot of ways to make a lot of money. For would you rather work for the next 80 years of your life? So I'm setting them up for the bigger picture, all right? Obviously, if we want to build that kind of a business, we need to get them to a point where they're irrelevant, insignificant to their business. And in order to do that, they need to have a lot of people at the trainings that are duplicating, that are stepping up in their leadership role. So there's a lot of ways to make a lot of money. But would you rather work until you're 80 or just go to the beach and collect checks for the rest of your life? All right? And he's going to agree with me. He's going to say, obviously, I'd rather go to the beach and collect checks for the rest of my life. So here's what I'm going to go through now. I'm going to say, cool, John, here's the deal. You could be great at this thing. All right, you could be one of the best. But it's not about how good you can be. It's about how good you can get 10,000 other people to be. That's how you get rich in this thing. And I want you to, and how we do that is creating a system of events, all right? Creating an event-driven system so that we can make you irrelevant from your business. So I want you to write this down. People do what you do, not what you say. People never do what you do, or they only do what you do, but never what you say, all right? Now, to drive that point home, Troy Brown did this a couple of times ago, and I thought it was awesome. It's very simple, but I want everybody to just follow me, all right? I want you to do this with your fingers, all right? And I want the screen to be able to show me so you guys can follow, because I know people in the back. All right, so do this with your hand, all right? Little circle with your finger. Everybody got me? All right, now what I want you to do is I want you to do that. Take your hand, and I want you to put it on your chin. Put it on your chin. That's not your chin. That's not your chin. That's not your chin. That's not your chin. See, you only did what I did, not what I said, right? So, some of you are still trying to figure it out. You're like, what's happening? So people only do what you do, not what you say, right? And so how do we get people to come to the events? We have to get you there first, all right? In order to get your team to go, you have to go to the training first, okay? So that's the verbiage that I run people through. So I'll go through it again, all right? Cool, John, here's the deal, all right? You could be great. You could be one of the best, but it's not about how good you can be. It's about how good you can get 10,000 other people to be. That's how you get rich doing this thing. So in order to do that, we need to create an event-driven system. And I tell them this. I want you to write this down. People only do what you do, not what you say. People only do what you do, not what you say. And so in order to get your team there, we need to get you there first. Y'all with me? All right, so that's the verbiage I take them through. All right, now the next thing that we're going to talk about is now we're going to talk about the things that they need to believe in, all right? Because there's four levels of belief that people need to go through if they're going to really go build World Ventures and do everything that they can with it, all right? So the first thing is they need to understand that network marketing is legit, all right? That it's a real industry, that it's a big deal. And when they come to the trainings, all right, how do we accomplish this? When they come to the trainings, you know, they learn about network marketing. They understand how big of a deal it is. And so they need to understand that network marketing is legit. They need to understand World Ventures is legit. You know, that we are not a small company, that we are, you know, we're rocking and rolling right now. I mean, we were the third fastest growing network marketing company on earth last year. All right, we're growing, but like we're kicking a lot of butt. All right, so they need to understand and believe that World Ventures is awesome. They need to believe in the product, all right, that we've got the best thing out there, Dream Trips. I mean, how many of you agree that travel's got to be the sexiest thing on earth to go sell? I mean, I couldn't imagine selling anything else. I mean, I'm as much into health and wellness as the next guy, but that's the last thing I want to talk about. You know, I'd rather go to the beach and hang out with my buddies and, you know, get people to come with me. All right, so they got to believe in the product. And then last and most importantly, they need to believe in themselves. They need to believe that they can do it too. Because like my buddy Byron says, he says, if people believe they can, then they do. They will. They'll go do it. But if they believe that they can't, then they never actually put in enough effort to go win. And so we need to take them through these four different belief levels, and that's what happens at the events, all right? So if your people believe in the right things, all right, that network marketing is legit, that World Ventures is awesome, that the product is amazing, and they believe in themselves, all right, we can do that through the events. And the company has built that for us, all right? That's what's so cool about our company is, you know, thankfully, this is the first network marketing company that I got introduced to. To be honest with you, I probably would have signed up for the first thing that came my way. And thank God it was World Ventures. And this is going to be a one and done thing for me. But I've got a chance to meet a lot of people over the last 8 years that have been in a lot of other companies. And it would, I mean, you know, it's so easy for us to take things for granted. You know, that we have everything that we have the right executive team, that we have the best trainers, that we have the best company, the best comp plan, the best product, all of that stuff. So it's so easy to take that for granted, but you got to understand there's a lot of other companies out there that they don't have a training system, much less any trainings. You know, they don't have stuff for people to just plug into that takes all the pressure off of us, because all we got to do is just go share the cool, fun money travel deal, get people the trainings, and then we make money, all right? It's very, very simple, okay? And so we're walking them through the four levels of belief. Now, you're going to get objections. How many of you, when you're trying to get somebody to a training, have ever run into an objection, just like when you're trying to sign them up? You get the same objections, all right? And so you just got to be okay with that. Now, the number one, in my opinion, the number one reason that people on your team are not coming to trainings, actually there's two reasons. First reason is they don't know about it. I really think that a lot of the people that don't come to trainings don't come because they just never heard about it. Nobody ever talked to them about it. You know, you went through all that effort to sign them up. Tell them about the training. All right, it's like, you know, they just got the golden lottery ticket. All right, they just won the jackpot. But that's not good enough. Being in World Ventures is just not good enough. They need to go cash it in. You know, and you come cash in your lottery ticket at the trainings. That's where they get that belief, all right? And so they don't know about it, but also because we get really lazy when we promote trainings, all right? And we rely too heavily on social media, on mass text messages, you know, tagging your friends and team on Facebook and some kind of a promotion thing saying, hey, the next regional is on this date, and then you just start tagging everybody thinking that all of them are going to look at it, all right? And we just get so lazy, you know? And so don't rely. I mean, there's a time and place for that for sure. Like, still do your text messages. Still do the conference calls, still do the Facebook posts, do all of that stuff, but this is a belly-to-belly business, all right? If you want to get your team to come to trainings, you need to have that in-person conversation with them. And remember, your people only do what you do, not what you say. And so if you're calling them to promote and they see you doing all this stuff, that stuff's going to start duplicating on your team, and it's eventually going to start really multiplying your group at the end of the day, all right? So overcome the objection. So here's how I go about doing that. You need to turn every objection into a powerful question. All right, every objection into a powerful question. All right, if I can attribute one phrase in World Ventures that's made me more money than anything else, it's the phrase of how can we do something? You know, how can we get you to the training? How can we get you started? How can we get work off? How can we come up with the money? It's all in your questions. It's just like, you know, we're international, obviously we got people from all different countries. And so if you're trying to build a team in South Africa, for example, when you're networking your team that you already have, you don't want to say, do you know anybody in South Africa? You want to say, who do you know in South Africa? You need to get their brain moving, all right? Not yes or no questions, do you know anybody? It's who do you know? That's not a yes or no question. That's a, okay, I got to think about this now. And then you start getting answers. All right, so when you're promoting the trainings, here's my line as I promote the trainings, all right? If I call up David, and David says, you know what? I can't get work off that weekend. You know, I've got to work. I'm not going to be able to make it. And I'm going to say, David, I love you, man. Listen, but I'm never going to stand in alignment with your self-limiting beliefs, all right? I love you, but I'm never going to stand in alignment, or I'm never going to agree with your self-limiting beliefs. All right, you, me, you know, two geniuses on the phone, you, me, and two geniuses on the phone, and God on our side, and if you're not a God person, the universe on our side, whatever you want to put there, there's nothing that we can't do, all right? There is nothing that we can't accomplish. So how can we get you to that training? How can we get work off? And now the possibilities open up. All right, well, you know, and then he starts coming up with, well, maybe I can get somebody to cover for me. You know, I did call in sick that one time when I wasn't sick for something a lot less important than this, so maybe I can call in sick again. All right, and we just start coming up with certain possibilities. All right, or he says, you know, listen, I don't have the $300 or whatever it is to sign up for the training. And I'll say, David, man, I love you, buddy, but listen, I'm not gonna ever stand in alignment with your self-limiting beliefs. All right, you, me, you know, two geniuses on the phone, God on our side, there is nothing that we can't accomplish. So what do we need to do to come up with the money? How can we come up with the money? What can you sell? Who can you borrow money from? You know, how many, we can go make a certain amount of sales and earn the commissions to get you there. All right, so no is never an option. And so when you guys are promoting the trainings to your teams, don't be soft about it. All right, I would rather you be much more aggressive when you promote trainings than caving too quickly and just accepting their objection. Because most of us that are at a training, we did not say yes the first time. Just like, you know, sometimes when you get people into World Ventures, you have to overcome certain objections to get them to understand how powerful it is. So when we get them to a training, that's where your win happens. Remember, that's when the victory happens, is when you get them to a training. So you need to turn all of those objections into a powerful question. And again, that is my main source of income right there, is that word, how can we do it? How can we come up with the money? And then your team starts to duplicate that, and that's really what multiplies your team. And I want to run you through a couple of really cool numbers. All right, and this is not going to be exact. I just want to give you an idea of how things duplicate down the road. So you might do a little more than this. You might do a little less. I don't know. This is not an exact science. Not any guarantees, but this is how things work as you start to multiply. All right, so when you guys are promoting trainings, I just want you guys to understand how a little bit of extra effort up front can make big time dividends, make big time growth on the back end, all right, when it's all said and done. All right, so let's say, you know, this might be months, it might be years, you know, whatever you want to attach to it, but let's say you've got two people at this training right now. All right, you got two people on your team at the event, and how that's going to duplicate, all right? 2 times 2 is 4. Times 2 is 8, times 2 is 16, then 32, then 64, all right? So that's how that might duplicate over the next couple of months, next couple of years, all right? Training to training to training, yes? All right, so 150% more effort up front. So instead of just having two people at the training, maybe you had 5, you know? That's 150% more effort. So you got 5 people there, made 3, 4, 5 more phone calls than you did before to get them over the edge, got them there, overcame their objections, they figured it out, and then this is how this might duplicate down the road. 5 times 5, 25. All right, 125, 625, 3125, 15,000 plus. So you put 150% more effort up front, but was it 150% better result? It's way bigger than that. And that's exactly really what happened to me. After 5 years in my business, I had about 15,000 people on my team. And that's how I built my entire group, is just from event to event. We're always talking about trainings. My team back home, they understand that it's not cool to not be at a training. You know, if they don't come to a training, I'll love them. You know, they can have my phone number, but I'll probably never answer when they call, because I got to spend time with the people that earn it, that deserve it, and those are the ones that are coming to the trainings. All right, so when the next training rolls around, whenever we launch that today, we need to put 150% more. How many of you are committed to putting 150% more effort today, this weekend, promoting so that you can have way, way bigger results down the road? And if you just do that for long enough, things are going to really be rocking and rolling. So that is how I specifically promote trainings. You can get that verbiage down. It'll end up making you a bunch of money, but get good at promoting. You can fall short in a lot of other areas. You still want to be good at closing and presenting and all of that other stuff. But if you get exceptional and get amazing at inviting and promoting, you make more money than you ever dreamt possible, all right? So that's how we promote trainings. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about dream trips, all right? How many of you guys have been on a dream trip? That's what's up. All right, how many of you have not been on a dream trip? Yeah, no woos, that's good. Don't cheer for that. All right, so get on a dream trip. That should be one of your goals. Write that down, is I need to book a dream trip. All right, it's going to cost you more money not to go on a dream trip than it will just to go. All right, and I know with the reward program and the points that you get for just signing up and the people that you enroll, you earn more points. I know it sucks that we force you to go on vacation, but we need you to go on a dream trip. All right, you need to have some fun. And like my buddy Keith Brown back in the United States, he just hit IMD a couple of months ago. He was a bus driver for Chicago, and where he was from in Chicago, most people that grow up there never leave there, and it's like the worst part of Chicago. And so when he got into World Ventures, you know, he's at IMD, but he's gone on more dream trips than anybody that I know. This guy goes on dream trip after dream trip after dream trip, and it's helped him build his business. But one of the best things that I ever heard him say was, he said that you need to go places that you know your friends can't afford to go to. Because when they see you in places that you know you got no business being in, that's when they start paying attention. All right, and I can't tell you how many, I mean, we've been on 25 dream trips now. We've had a lot of fun, but every single time I get back from a dream trip, my Facebook inbox explodes with people saying, what's that you should be here sign all about? What's that little blue thing all about? How do you go on all these vacations? Like, do you even have a job? Like, are you homeless? Like, what do you do? Do you just go on vacation to because you don't have a home? I'm like, you know, so it just builds so much curiosity, but it helps you build your business. And so book a dream trip. So here's how we kind of, we built our team over the last couple of years is we promote, you know, we put together team dream trips. How many of you guys have done a team dream trip with some level of your team? Yeah. And so if you have 20 or more people that are committed to going on a dream trip, they'll build one for you. All right, and so what we do is we just, you know, find something. Here's what I do when I get brand new people signed up. On top of all the other stuff that we talk about today, one of my goals is to get them to find a dream trip about 5 or 6 months out, find a cool one that they want to go on, and book it, all right? And then what we're going to do is we're going to build the team around going on this dream trip, okay? Because how many of you have ever run into the objection, or not so much an objection, but your friends ask you, well, have you been on a dream trip yet? And you hate telling them no because you haven't been on one, because you lose a lot of credibility that way. And so this is a good way to overcome that, because if you're brand new and you book a trip 6 months out, when you're showing people the business and showing people the membership and they say, well, have you booked a dream trip? Have you been on one? You can say, no, but here's the one that we just booked. All right, it's a 5-day, 4-night one in Cancun. It's 5-star, all-inclusive, Hard Rock Resort. We got transfers to and from the airport. You know, we get VIP check-in when we get there. We have a junior suite, ocean view. It's going to be awesome. We're going to save, you know, this amount of money. We're going to have this great of an experience. And so you should book it with us. All right, let's get you in so you can book it, because that 200 points that you get back right away, you can use that towards the dream trip. You all with me? And so find something that's 6 months out for those of you that haven't been on one and build into that dream trip. And then you have a bunch of new people getting started. Then they go on a dream trip and now they're really locked in. All right. I don't know what the numbers are specifically, but I know when people go on a dream trip, the retention on that membership goes through the roof. So we want to get people on trips as much as we possibly can. And the dream trips are so fun. I mean, yeah, we just booked that one to Cancun coming up next month. We've been on 25 of them, and it's not just the money that you save, but it's the experience that you have. You know, when you have somebody holding up a you should be here sign at the airport waiting to pick you up, you know, that's just such a cool, like, first impression when you get off of the airplane. You know, like, you know, that's a vacation. A vacation, you'd have to put the transfers together yourself. You know, you'd be, you'd have to check in yourself. You'd have to do all of these inconvenient things, put all of these different pieces together for yourself. But what's so cool about a dream trip is, yeah, the price is great, but it's the experience. You know, when you got somebody there waiting to pick you up, that's a really cool deal. And then when you get there, instead of going following everybody else to wait in line to check in, and they greet you with cocktails and margaritas and drinks, and they give you cold towels to, like, wash yourself down with, and they got a VIP check-in for you, take your bag straight to your room, and you get little pillow gifts when you get in there. You know, they have, like, a dream trip shirt or something cool, little memorabilia type thing for you being on the dream trip. So they just throw in all kinds of whistles and bells, all kinds of extra value, so that you can have a great experience, so that when you come back, you've got something to talk about. You know, you've got a story to share. And so that's the dream trips, but we also have so many other facets and so many other, you know, parts of the membership, like the concierge. How many of you guys use the concierge service? The concierge is, like, if you haven't, like, just call it today, like, use it, you know, build a story for yourself. You know, me and Taylor, we were in New York City a couple of months back, and we went there, and we wanted to go see one of the Broadway shows, one of the theater shows that was there, and everywhere that we had looked, you know, we couldn't find tickets anywhere. It was a really popular one at the time, and so we couldn't find tickets to save our life. And then we called up the concierge and said, hey, here's the show, here's the time that we want to go, can you find something? And they said, cool, I'll call you right back. So they called us back in like 10 minutes, and they found us tickets smack dab in the middle of the theater. You know, they booked it for us, and we just had to show up, and it was a great experience. But because we had the concierge in our back pocket, we had something available to us that not everybody else has access to. All right, so start using that stuff. And when you get people enrolled, get them using the product as fast as possible so that they can not just build a story, but they build their belief. You know, that one of those core beliefs, they need to believe in the product. They need to believe in the company. So the more good experiences you can give them as they go through World Ventures, you're just putting more time on their life in the company. Because again, I look at, and it's funny too, you know, when you're promoting a dream trip, it blows my mind how sometimes I'll beat people over the head to go to a training, and I'll say, you need to come to the training, you need to come to the training. You know, and they're like, ah, I don't have the money, I don't have the money. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we got this dream trip that we're going on in 3 months, you need to book it. And it's like four times the cost of the training, and all of a sudden they have money to go on the trip. And so if you can't get them to a training, all right, because you got to promote big time for those, get them to a dream trip. You know, because if you can get people on a dream trip, it's going to have a very similar effect that a training does. And we get a lot of people. I got a buddy of mine. He's in Wisconsin, my buddy Brad. He got involved, did nothing for a whole year. Did nothing, just paid his monthly fees. And he booked a dream trip to, I think it was Costa Rica. And they went on the trip. Got back, and he was like fired up beyond belief. He didn't even get in to build the business. He just wanted to be a member and have fun with it. But when he got back, he was like fired up. He's like, man, we're telling everybody about this anyway. We're posting pictures up anyway. We got a lot of people that are hitting us up saying, hey, how was your vacation? How much did you pay? How much did you save? You know, what was all the parts to it? And so when they got back, they engaged. The victory happened, all right? They weren't just in World Ventures, but now World Ventures was inside of them. And over the next 30 days, they went and put in about 30 brand new people after not doing anything for a whole year, went on a dream trip, came back, belief level went through the roof, and then now they're starting to produce. He's getting really close to a senior rep, and that probably would have never happened had he not gone on that dream trip. So you think that would be a good deal if you got people that are not engaged right now, you get them on a dream trip and then they come back and they're in a whole different country or a whole different part of the world and they start building it and then 30 brand new people show up on your team in a place you didn't even know existed? How many of you would be okay with that? Yeah, all of us would be okay with that, all right? So that's what we do, all right? Inviting and promoting, all right? Say it with me, all right? Inviting and promoting. Going to get good at. How many of you guys are going to commit to getting 150% better over the next 30 days to build your business, all right? So again, if you guys do that, if you focus on those things, it's going to explode your team. I'm just, again, so grateful. This was the one of the team trips that we went on a while back and had a lot of people come on it, and then a lot of people came back fired up, ready to go build their business. And so again, excited to share the weekend with you guys. You guys are going to get...